السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters. One great alim of deen, he once said that man is not a Taj Mahal. Insan is not a Taj Mahal. In other words, we are not like statues made of iron and steel, or made of stainless steel, or made of aluminium, or made of stone. Rain, wind, sunshine, nothing seems to affect it. It just stands. Or the Taj Mahal was built and now it is standing. For hundreds of years it is still standing. No halat and no conditions come over these monuments. These statues, we haven't heard of halat coming over them, kaifiyat coming over them, different feelings coming over them. Have we ever heard that there was a statue there and then that statue suddenly got hal? Or that statue had to make a lot of sabr? Or that statue was making a lot of shukr? Nothing. No halat come over these buildings. We are neither a White House, nor are we a Green Palace, and nor are we a Red Fort. A Red Fort here, Delhi, it is standing there for hundreds of years. No halat are coming over it. Yes, what we can say is that the people who were in the Red Fort, halat came over them. When they changed their conditions, Allah Ta'ala changed the conditions. When they obeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they were ruling. The Mughal rulers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them rule, gave them government, gave them dominance, gave them respect. But when they changed their conditions, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changed the condition. But the building still stand. No halat comes over the building. Yes, that is a different thing, that the person is doing some extensions or the building has been demolished completely. But I'm talking about when the building is standing, then at that time, we do not get different kaifiyats and halat and conditions coming over it. Because it is not mukallaf. It is not obliged to make any kind of special ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says regarding mankind, or regarding the believers in particular, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you are going to turn away, then Allah Ta'ala will replace you with another nation, with another people, and they will not be like you. So we are not doing Allah Ta'ala any favor by being obedient to Him. So these halat and these conditions will come over human beings. And we are talking about those human beings who have been blessed with Islam and Iman. We are talking about ourselves, that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Islam, blessed us with Iman. And the Ummat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which has been blessed with Iman and Islam. So we are not like statues. We are not like some standing building or some monument. Halat will come, conditions will come. But what is the lesson that is to be taken is that if we have to look at a tree, for example, now those of us who have been traveling to the Transvaal or Johannesburg, then if you are passing Moy River, Ascot, and these places, then those trees which were green at one time, it was as if the leaves were all smiling. There was a broad smile on the faces of those trees. And there was such happiness, such like joy, some kind of joy that they were expressing. Leaves were green. Just picture that scene. And then came winter, and what happened? Completely dry. No leaves left on those branches. It seems like some pain and some gum has come upon those trees. That even the tree leaves have been shed. It seems like that. That Sakarat came over these trees when winter was approaching. And afterwards, complete loss of all life. As if complete loss of life. Then again one rain will come, spring will come, and you will find everything again fresh and green. So these type of conditions over these trees gives us a lesson. It doesn't mean that they are going through this kind of difficulty or some kind of trial or some kind of pain and problem. But we take a lesson from it, that over us conditions will come. The believers will face different conditions in their lives. It's not that it will always be a bed of roses. Every time a bed of roses, full of joy, happiness. It will never be like that. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam went through so much of trials and tests. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam went through so much of pain, so much of suffering, so much of grief and sorrow. So these type of conditions came over them. So how can we say that we are going to be saved from such kind of conditions coming? Yes, because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen, and with his du'as and with the barakat of his mujahada and du'as and striving, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has protected us to a great extent from such kind of difficulties and trials. But conditions will come. Sometimes it will be health, sometimes it will be sickness, sometimes it will be wealth, sometimes it will be poverty. Sometimes the person will be enjoying happiness, and sometimes it will be sorrow and grief. So these type of conditions will come. But just like the tree, if the root is solid and deep into the ground, then come rain, come sunshine, come winter, come summer, different conditions will come. The leaves will sometime fall, and sometimes they will be green. But because the root is there, therefore this tree, which lost for some period of time its green leaves and its freshness and its smile, but because the roots were deep into the ground, again with a little bit of rain, everything will come back to normal. So the lesson that we take from there is that if this root of Iman is deep in our hearts, it's not on the surface. It's not like those sardines that you can just go and grab them. People run there with their sheets and with their blankets and with their sheets. And if they can help with, they remove their clothes also and catch those sardines and take it away. Why? Because they're on the surface. Why don't they do that with that fish which is deep in the ocean? So our Iman must be deep rooted into our hearts. Then let conditions come. But we will find that spring again. After some winter, there will be spring again. After the leaves have fallen in that autumn and winter, again we will find the spring. But what that means is this, that we must remain true servants and slaves of Allah Ta'ala under all conditions. Under all conditions. If the person is in good health, he must remain obedient to Allah Ta'ala. If he's sick and weak, he must remain obedient to Allah Ta'ala. If he's got plenty of money in his pocket and in his bank, then too he must remain obedient to Allah Ta'ala. And if he hasn't got anything, then too he must be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. In whatever condition, if he remains obedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this halat will come and go, and every little while again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make him enjoy that beautiful spring in his life. inside that root, if it is there and it is solid, then this person will be successful under all conditions. That is what is required. Unfortunately, we can't seem to have that steadfastness. The moment a little difficulty comes, some hardship comes, some problem comes, some grief and sorrow comes, then we are Allah, 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 Allah. And the moment Allah Ta'ala removes those conditions and gives us some kind of happiness and wealth and prosperity, then that masjid is forgotten, that tilawat of the Quran Sharif is gone, then that person forgets that there is such a duty and responsibility and obligation upon my shoulders that I must obey my Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything is forgotten. Why? Because good conditions came away. Now this is the whole purpose of these majlises, that let us make that root sink deep into our hearts, the root of Iman, so that we do not change with the changing weather. We don't change with the changing governments. We don't change with the changing trends. We don't change with the changing fortunes. We remain steadfast and firm. Then see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us in our hearts. Then Allah Ta'ala will give us such sweetness in our hearts, such yaqeen, such muhabbat, such sukoon, that those outside conditions won't affect the tranquility of our heart. We'll feel some grief, some pains, some sorrow, everything will happen. But our connection with Allah Ta'ala will not change under any condition. That is the essential thing. At present, what is our condition? We all know that there's no istiqamah, there's no steadfastness. And we should not think that it's impossible. How can we reach there? It's not impossible. It's easy to get there. To restrain oneself from sins, we can't say it's impossible. Yes, those accidental sins, so you make a lot of tawbah and istighfar, but the thing is to say that it's impossible, it is like an objection. That, oh Allah, how did you make impossible things compulsory for us? So that is all that is required. Make himmat and do that which is within your means. Then Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for the rest. One person wrote to me just the other day, and he says that, Mawlana, when you speak of our purification of the heart and soul and giving up all the sins and then reaching the stage of wilayat and getting all the nisbat of awliya, siddiqeen, etc., etc., that was the mafhum of his letter. So he says it sounds very, very difficult. We just think that how can we in this time and in this age reach that stage? So I says you should never ever think like that. Take a student who goes into class 1. He's a doctor today, but he had to go to class 1 or grade 1. Now if in grade 1 somebody said that you have to first go through 10 years or 12 years of studies at the school, then you have to go to the college, then you have to spend another 3-4 years, then you have to do internship, then you have to do this, that, then you will qualify as a specialist. And the person says, impossible, how can I ever get there? Then will he ever get there? But he took the first steps for grade 1, then the second one, then the third one, and he carried on and on, but he didn't lose hope, and he continued making use of that himmat which Allah Ta'ala had given to him. If he didn't make use of that himmat, he wouldn't have got to matric level. He had to make use of that himmat. He had to study. He had to go through the books. He had to go to the school. He had to listen to the teacher. He had to take the reprimanding at times. He went through all those stages. Then, every time that he made himmat, Allah took him one step further, until finally he qualified and he became a specialist. So if we accept that example for worldly things, then why not for deen? Take the first steps. The first steps are give up those sins. It's not difficult. It's not like reading 1,000 rakats of tahajjud namaz or reading 10,000 times some tasbih. Simple and easy. When we are going to take those steps, Allah Ta'ala will make the other steps easier. And then one day will come when Allah Ta'ala will make us the means of satisfying the needs, the spiritual needs of we do not know how many others. so many others will drink from our fountain and they will get satisfaction. But first we have to take those steps. So that is the purpose. What is the sense otherwise of just listening, listening and listening? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal and bless each and every one of us and the entire ummah with that nisbat of the awliya of siddiqeen. May Allah ta'ala give us such a bond and such a connection with him that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from him. And then whatever conditions come, but our inside does not change. This connection with Allah ta'ala does not change. Whether conditions of wealth or poverty, health or sickness, whatever it is. But the inside condition doesn't change. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It's getting hot, put the other fans on.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے
ND536310 and 392726. Somebody wants to come out, just remove your cars. 536310, 392726.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا. گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا. تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahun mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun mein ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ۔ لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ۔ لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ
illallah, 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 illallah,
la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. My brothers, make dua now to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and seek all our needs of this world, of the akhirat, and the removal of the difficulties and problems and the trials of the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those brothers who are leaning against the walls, unless you have a serious back problem, then you can lean. But otherwise, when we are making dua now, try and come away forward, or at least sit in the manner that one would sit when he is begging of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasiri. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin, lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyasal mustaghithin, ya rahimal masakin. Zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, we have done great injustice upon our own souls. Ya Allah, by committing sins we haven't harmed you. Oh Allah, by disobeying you we haven't harmed you. Oh Allah, we have done great injustice upon our own souls. And oh Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, then we will be of those who face total destruction. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. O Allah, we are confessing before you. O Allah, we acknowledge that we are your sinful servants. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving, kind, compassionate, loving, caring Allah. Oh my Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and kind you are, how beautiful you are, oh my Allah. Where are we searching for beauty in other places? Oh my beloved Allah, ha mere Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi, tujh jaisa rahim koi nahi, tujh jaisa kareem koi nahi. You are the one who has put love and affection into the hearts of people for others. You are the one who have put sympathy and care for others in the hearts of people. Ya Allah, how much of love you have. Oh my Allah, how much of forgiveness you have. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed. From the time we became of age up till now, oh my Allah, we have sinned. We have disobeyed you in so many departments of our lives. Ya Allah, you have continued blessing us with so much of your bounties in spite of all our sins, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, you could have seized us the moment we committed sins. Oh Allah, we know that our life is not in our control. Our sight is not in our control. Our hearing and speech is not in our control. Our heart, liver and lungs are not in our control. You could have paralyzed us the moment we touched haram. You could have made us blind the moment we saw haram. You could have made us deaf the moment we listened to haram. You could have made us dumb the moment we spoke haram. Oh my Allah, you could have seized us the moment we disobeyed you. But how loving you are, how forgiving you are, how compassionate you are, that in spite of all our sins you are giving us so much to eat and drink, shelter above our heads, Allah, so many servants of yours have been deprived of shelter. They have been deprived of food and clothing. Oh Allah, we know that it is not an azab for everybody. We know that it is a trial and a test for many of your servants. But oh Allah, how kind you are that you saved us from those tests. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness of all our sins, and that you remove the trials and the tests of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, but we know that we are suffering because of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, when we were drawing the curtains of our rooms and thinking that nobody is watching us, oh my beloved Allah, you were watching. Oh Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have brought us embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace, oh my beloved Allah. But oh Allah, how forgiving you are that you saved us from embarrassment and humiliation. Ya Allah, we are seeking total forgiveness of all sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that tiny little ant. How can you not be aware of our movements? Ay, mere Allah, it is just your sifat of Rahim and your sifat of Kareem, Ya Allah, that you do not seize us there and then. But oh my beloved Allah, we have gone too far. Ya Allah, we have gone too far. Oh Allah, we want to return to you. We want to become yours. Nafs and shaitan has misled us. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters. Nafs and shaitan want to bring us embarrassment, shame and humiliation in this world and in the akhirat. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have not been the friends of anyone. Ya Allah, what has the obedience to nafs and shaitan brought us except misery, worries, anxieties and restlessness in our lives? Quarrels, arguments, disputes, fights. Ha, mere Allah, peace and tranquility and sukoon of the hearts has vanished and disappeared. Mere Allah, we are therefore turning once again towards you. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, you have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, at this very moment in time, you are listening to us. You are seeing us, oh my beloved Allah. You know what thoughts are going on in our minds, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you know that we want forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, no one is going to question you. Why did you forgive those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor on the Thursday night? Oh my beloved Allah, no one is going to question you. But if you forgive us, we will become happy and pleased. Oh Allah, we will find prosperity and happiness. Oh Allah, we will find tranquility and serenity and comfort in our hearts. Oh Allah, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be pleased that his ummatis were forgiven. And oh Allah, you will become pleased. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you. We cannot purchase, oh Allah, forgiveness in the bazaars and marketplaces. Ya Allah, we are extending our hands before you. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, sins of our tongues, sins of our hands and feet, sins of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, how much of ne'mat you are blessing us with. Ya Allah, din raat teri ne'maton se tu hame mala mal kar raha hai. Ya Allah, your ne'mats are pouring upon us. But the more ne'mats you give to us, the more bounties you shower upon us, the more disobedient we become to you. Ya Allah, tera hi diya hua khana kha kar teri hi na farmani. Ya Allah, the food that is provided by you, the risk and sustenance given by you. Ya Allah, we eat. And when strength comes into our bodies, we commit zina. When strength comes into our body, we watch filth on the television. When strength comes into our bodies, oh Allah, we indulge in so many haram activities. Ha, very Allah, give us the realization that disobedience to you will bring us restlessness and disaster in our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with realization. Oh my beloved Allah, ہم کتنے نمک حرام ہو چکے ہیں، اے اللہ ہم کتنے نمک حرام ہو چکے ہیں، لیکن میرے اللہ تو معاف کرنے والا اللہ ہے، تو بخشنے والا اللہ ہے، یو آر اے فورگیونگ اللہ، یو آر اے مرسیفل اللہ، یو آر کائنڈ اللہ، یو آر کمپیشنیٹ اللہ، یو آر اے فورگیونگ اللہ، اوپن دا ڈورز آف یور مغفرت فار اس، اوپن دا فلڈ گیٹس آف یور رحمت فار اس، او اللہ ہاؤ لانگ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو فالو نفس اینڈ شیطان، ہاؤ لانگ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو واک آن دا سرفس آف دا ارتھ لائک ہپوکریٹس، او مائی اللہ، اے اللہ یہ منافقانہ چال ہم کب تک چلتے رہیں گے، ہاؤ لانگ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو بی ہپوکریٹس آن دا سرفس آف دا ارتھ، او اللہ، یا اللہ میک اس ایمان، میک اور ایمان اسٹرانگ، او اللہ، اے اللہ ہمیں مخلصین میں سے بنا دے، او اللہ بلیس اس ود دیٹ کائنڈ آف ایمان دیٹ یو گیو ٹو دا صحابہ کرام، یو گیو ٹو دا اولیاء صدیقین، دیٹ یو گیو ٹو شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، او اللہ دیٹ یو گیو ٹو خواجہ معین الدین اجمیری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، او اللہ بلیس اس ود دیٹ کائنڈ آف ایمان دیٹ یو گیو ٹو جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، اینڈ سری سقطی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، اینڈ آل دا اولیاء صدیقین، اے اللہ بلیس اس ود دیٹ کائنڈ آف ایمان، اے اللہ پروٹیکٹ اس اینڈ سیف گارڈ اس فرام یور ڈس اوبیڈینس، یا اللہ سیف گارڈ اس فرام کمیٹنگ اڈلٹری اور فورنیکیشن، یا اللہ پروٹیکٹ اس فرام کمیٹنگ اینی کائنڈ آف حرام، یا اللہ پروٹیکٹ اس فرام فراڈ، یا اللہ ڈسٹینس اس فرام گوئنگ اینی وے نیئر اینی فلتھی موویز اور سانگز اور واچنگ اینی حرام or listening to any haram or speaking any haram. Ya Allah, save us from all kinds of fraud and deceit and cheat. Oh my beloved Allah, save us from any kind of disobedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, save us from taking drugs, taking wine. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu hamari har gunah se hifazat farma, saghira gunah se hifazat farma, kabira gunah se hifazat farma. میرے اللہ بلیس ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس ود لانگ لائف سو دیٹ وی ایکومیلیٹ دا میکسیمم اماؤنٹ آف گڈ ڈیڈز بفور وی لیو دس ورلڈ فور ون ڈے وی ہیو ٹو لیو دس ورلڈ او اللہ اور بینک بیلنسز ول ریمین ہیئر اور ہومز ول ریمین ہیئر اور بیوٹیفل کارز ول ریمین ہیئر اور چلڈرن ول ریمین بیہائنڈ میرے اللہ وی ہیو ٹو انڈر ٹیک دا جرنی الون اللہ ہم کہیں گے شکریہ قبر تک پہنچانے والوں شکریہ ہاں میرے اللہ دین وی ول سے شکریہ قبر تک پہنچانے والوں شکریہ اب اس منزل سے اکیلے ہی چلے جائیں گے ہم اللہ وی ول سے وی آر گریٹفل ٹو یو دیٹ یو کنویڈ اس ٹو دا گریوز بٹ ناؤ وی ہیو ٹو انڈر ٹیک دا جرنی آن اور اون میرے اللہ but the light of the grave is going to be tilawat of the Quran oh Allah the light of the grave is going to be ibadat is going to be zikr is going to be the charities that we give it's going to be the good deeds that we do oh Allah therefore before we reach our grave give us the tawfiq of good deeds Ameen. Ay Allah the darkness of the graves is going to be our sins the darkness of the graves oh my beloved Allah is going to be that same zina and the drugs and the drink and the wine and the women oh my beloved Allah the haram actions and activities that we engage in is going to be the snakes and the scorpions and the pythons and the cobras oh my beloved Allah give us the tawfiq to do that which will light up our grave ya Allah before our time of death comes give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah ya Allah bless us with long life bless us with good health bless us with spiritual health and physical health ya Allah we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill mere Allah hum bimar hai mere pyare Allah hum bimar hai hame tu shifa ata farma روحانی بیماری سے شفا عطا فرما کیورز آف اور اسپرچل ایلمنٹس اینڈ فزیکل ایلمنٹس یا اللہ اور برادرز اور سسٹرز اور پیرنٹس او اللہ اور فیملی ممبرز دا امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ہو سو ایور از سک اینڈ ایلنگ ویدر دے آر ایٹ ہوم اور ویدر دے آر امنگسٹ اس ہیئر او اللہ ویدر دے آر امنگسٹ اور سسٹرز دیٹ آر ان دا مدرسا اور لسننگ اوور دا ریسیورز او اللہ ویدر دے آر اینی پارٹ آف دا ورلڈ Ya Allah, bless them with complete cure from all their ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, do not test us in this world. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, We are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us in this world. Don't test us in the qabr. Don't test us in the akhirat. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are not worthy of tests. Ey Allah, if you have to test us, we will fail the test. Mere pyare khuda, don't test us. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with zuhd. Bless us with taqwa. Bless us with shukr. Allah, bless us with your closeness. Bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with the qurb and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Allah, do not make us the morsel for nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, we have become imprisoned and chained by nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, remove all the chains from our hearts. Oh Allah, bind us firmly and strongly with only one chain. The chain of your muhabbat. The chain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's muhabbat. Ay Allah, there's such enjoyment in that chain. Ay Allah, there's such pleasure in being chained by your muhabbat and your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muhabbat. Ay Allah, give each and every one of us a taste of the sweetness of Iman. Ay Allah, give each and every one of us a taste of the sweetness of Iman. Ay Allah, fill our hearts with the sweetness. Ya Allah, so that we do not go towards filth. Clean and purify our hearts of greed, of malice, of envy, of jealousy, of pride, of anger, of evil passions and desires. Ey Vere Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of ibadat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Vere Pyare Khuda, those who have got financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove their difficulties. Oh Allah, save us from going towards haram. Why should we even touch haram when, oh Allah, there's no shortage in your treasures? When your treasures are unlimited, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, bless us with strength in our bodies. Bless us with barakat in our risk, barakat in our homes, barakat in our children. Ya Allah, those whose children have gone on to drinks and vices, who have gone on to drugs and who have gone on to other evil habits. Ya Allah, those who have become disobedient to their parents. Those who are in fact, oh Allah, some are beating up their parents. Allah, some are kicking their pregnant mothers. Oh Allah, some are pulling out knives for their parents. Some are pointing guns at their parents' heads. Oh my beloved Allah, what stage have we reached in our lives? Ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain, na koi apna na hum kisi ke. Lekin mere pyare khuda, we have got trust in you. We have got faith in you that you can bring them back onto sirat-e-mustaqim. But oh Allah, give the parents the hidayah to get rid from their homes. Oh my Allah, of that shaitan box which is bringing such destruction in the lives and the morals of our youth and children and all family members. Where Allah bless us with some haya and some sharam. How long are we going to continue, oh my beloved Allah, and then shed tears of regret? Where Allah give us the realization that it hasn't brought happiness in anybody's life. Ya Allah, it will bring us more worries and more problems. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make namazes on time. Ameen. To fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz. Mere pyare khuda, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Ameen. Jo ijtimaat hone wale hai, usko qubool farma. Ameen. Ey Allah, mashayikh ki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Madaris masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Ameen. Ey Allah, protect the haramain sharifain from all fitnas. Protect Masjid Aqsa from all fitnas. Ey Allah, protect Masjid Aqsa. Ey Allah, give Masjid Aqsa back into the hands of the Muslim Ummah. Ey Allah, remove the clutches and the oppression and the tyranny of the Yahudis, oh my beloved Allah. Ey Allah, help and assist the Mujahideen of Islam. Ey Allah, dushmanane Islam ek ho chuke hai. Ya Allah, lekin teri qudrat, mere pyare khuda, kamil qudrat hai. Ya Allah, use your power and your might to shake up their forces. Ya Allah, either give them hidayat, bless them with Iman and Islam. But if they have become obstinate and made up their minds that we are not going to accept, Ya Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause their planes to crash, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cause their ships to sink. Ya Allah, create division and disunity among their ranks. Oh my beloved Allah, send the angels against them. Send the gale force winds against them. Allah, send flood waters against them. Ya Allah, shake their military might and power. Where, Ya Allah, you could have sent the Ababil and destroyed the forces of Abraha. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Where, Ya Allah, tu musalmana ne alam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Bosnia, Chechnya, Afghanistan, Kashmir, India, different parts of Africa, all over the world, oh my beloved Allah. The Muslim Ummah is in pain, is in suffering. Where Allah tu sab ki madad aur nusrat farma. Allah, those brothers and sisters of us who have passed away, those who have lost their parents, their children, oh my beloved Allah, anyway in the world, any brother or sister of ours has passed away, forgive them, oh my Allah. Remove the azab of the qabr from them. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ay Allah, bless them with your qurb. Ay Allah, unko Jannatul Firdaus mein ala muqamat ata farma. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a theater, in a cinema, in a casino, watching some filthy movie, reading some filthy magazine, or popping drugs into our mouths, or with a bottle of wine in our hands, or committing adultery or fornication in some hotel room. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death strike at us in any haram action. And we don't know when our death will come, where it will come and how it will come. Then how can, oh Allah, we be in such places? Give us the himmat and courage, oh my Allah, of lions against our nafs. How long are we going to remain the proverbial fox, oh my Allah? Hey Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much concern he had for us. Allah, how much he cried for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. How much of his tears were shed for us. Where Allah, he stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. Allah, he tears so much that his ihram becomes wet with his tears. His place of sajda becomes wet with his tears. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the du'as that he made for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness that he asked for us. Our parents, wives and children and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe tufail mein humari dua'o ko qubool farma. Jo manga wo bhi ata farma. Jo nahi manga wo bhi ata. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the ni'mats of this world, the ni'mats of the akhirah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَبَارِكْ وَسَلِّمْ سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.